One man responsible for recording much of Northern California's visual history is photographer Ansel Adams. He's best known for his iconic photos of Yosemite National Park and other areas of the West. But even this fabled photographer had to do commercial work to make ends meet. One such project took place in 1967, documenting the UC Berkeley campus at the request of Clark Kerr, former UC president. It's called Fiat Lux. Original prints from this commission are on view at Cal's Bancroft Library, ending this Friday. Sam Redman, a historian with the library, spoke with KALW's Stephen Short about the show and about Ansel Adams himself.
His journey is one of discovery so often, and he learns about different events that are taking place as they concerned politics and culture and society, but then also the environment. And he would go photograph them with great interest and with a keen eye. And then, of course, this technical proficiency and this just ability to make aesthetically beautiful photographs. He was just a gifted photographer. So he discovers ideas as he goes, and he discovers interesting topics to document. And that's what I really admire about him, sort of this journey of discovery. And what you can see in this exhibition, Fiat Lux, is his sort of taking that eye to the many activities of the University of California at this time at the different campuses and in different contexts, from medical research to science taking place in field labs. It's a really remarkable array of activities by this point, and Ansel Adams works to document that.
That's a good point you made about him being both technically proficient and artistically proficient, because sometimes those two don't go together. I know in photography they say you have to have a good eye. You can't teach that. And but he also made photography popular to the general person. I think partly because his stuff looks so good. Everybody wanted to try to look like that. But I think that it would be fun to play that clip right now with his impression of what amateur photographers were like in their photo clubs.
When I first started in photography, in 1930, it was people like Willard Van Dyke and Edward Weston, who then came on the scene, of course. They followed us. We found that here we had all the damn camera club people with hideous taste and imitative stuff, with soupy sentimental business, and a lot of them had a very fine technique, which was always very irritating to me. They knew a lot about it, you know, but what they did was so terrible in aesthetically.
Terrible aesthetically?
Adams proclaims that he had a certain visual sense that other people maybe lacked, which is why he likes working with photography. But he also gives many insights in his oral history about being at the right place at the right time and knowing when to capture a certain moment, or being incredibly patient and waiting for a photograph for hours and hours on end until the light was just right. And he's also emerging out of a context of a time where people are talking about light and photographs in all sorts of interesting ways. Painters in California had long proclaimed that the light in California was a sort of unique light that gave them a special advantage in painting. And Adams is taking advantage of light in California in an era where color photographs are starting to come along, but he sticks with this format of black and white, in which he's very technically gifted in capturing light and shadows and faces and large landscapes especially.
He did say it was pretty intuitive, and everybody, well, anybody who's serious about photography knows that you do need to be in the right place at the right time, and there's the magic light moment and all of those things that he talked about. But let's hear it from the man himself talking about being intuitive.
But it's all intuitive. It has to come very quickly. That means you have to practice. If I don't go out with the camera for quite a while, I find myself very, very clumsy for a while. I just lost physical contact with the camera, and I haven't got quite... I have a little difficulty seeing and framing this vision. Like what I do with you sitting there with your pad and, pencil and pad, I could go click and get a fairly good record of it, which you would date on the back, and be very valuable. And I think I have enough mechanics to get a good exposure. But that wouldn't be the picture. The picture is a combination of all the relationships, the back line in your dress, the back lines on the blanket, and the element of light, and something around here to get rid of it, something in the background that's a destruction. If you can't get rid of it, you use it. But it's all like playing. Thousands of things are going on at one time. And if you can't be aware of all those things, and you can't analyze them, because if you did that, you'd ruin it. It's just, you practice for years to get a facility in your fingers, tone control, shaping, dynamics. And when you play, you can't think of it. You just do it.
Sam, have you seen the Fiat Lux Redux? I guess that's how you say it. Have you seen the exhibit? Were you especially impressed with any of the images?
Sure, there are a number of images that are really great, and to me, what else is great is the stories behind them, including there's a great image of someone getting a heart valve transplant.
That doesn't sound like one of an Ansel Adams landscape.
It certainly isn't. It's not something that you would expect, maybe. But Adams talks about in his oral history waiting for several hours during this complex procedure before being ready to take the shot. And the doctor quietly calling him over and saying, "Okay, Mr. Adams, we're ready for you to take this photograph." And the first thing that happens is that the lens cap falls off and nearly falls into the body cavity. But it falls on the floor. "No harm is done, Mr. Adams," says the doctor. And he takes this beautiful photograph of the middle of this procedure, showing some of the activities that go on this campus that are really something that you might not see by just, you know, seeing the surface of the campus. So Adams brings an eye to both the great landscapes, but then also these minor in terms of size, but really magical moments. And he manages to do it in a really human sort of manner, with some really thoughtful ideas that are behind them that make this exhibit really a rich thing to explore.